Good morning, this is Reema Tendulkar from CNBC TV 18. For the markets, it's the global sell-off which is dominating the mood. So while the US markets were shut yesterday, the Dow futures is indicating a negative start. So currently down close to about 250 points off its previous low of nearly a 500 point cut, but weak nonetheless. And that's putting pressure on the rest of the Asian market. So it's a shade of red across the other Asian pairs like Nikkei, the Korean markets, trades, the Chinese markets, as well as the Hong Kong market. The SGX Nifty too is suggesting a start in the red, currently hovering around that 10,750 mark, which would put it very close to that 200 day moving average of 10,760. So if indeed the Nifty opens where the SGX Nifty is suggesting and we continue to trade below the 200-day moving average, it will put further pressure on our markets. While it was also a very local news heavy day, you can tell the global markets are dominating the sentiment because yesterday we had the RBI policy largely in line with expectations, so they kept the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. The policy stance was left unchanged at calibrated tightening. However, they did lower the inflation forecast given the sharp cut that we've seen in crude prices, stable rupee, as well as weaker food prices. So the inflation forecast was lowered, which resulted in a sharp decline in the bond yield. So bond yield at 7.4% is at an 8-month low, and it does indicate nearly a 70 basis points fall from the October level. So that ideally or traditionally would have fired up the banking stocks. But in fact, we saw the banking stocks weaken trade and the Bank Nifty and the financials under pressure. So despite that seemingly positive news for the financial stocks, they were under pressure yesterday, which is why we say that the global markets are dominating the mood. The FIs and DIs were both sellers in the cash market for the second day in a row. FIs sold 358 crore in the cash market, while the DII sold 792 crore in the cash market yesterday. Today, the focus will be on the OPEC meeting, so they will decide the crude policy for 2019. Ahead of that, the US President Donald Trump has called for the OPEC to keep the oil output as is, but we'll wait by to see whether OPEC and its allies veer towards a supply cut in order to boost prices. Brent crude prices eased from yesterday's high levels of $63.4 per barrel to $61.5 per barrel. Also keep your eye on the mood surrounding the state elections. We will get the exit polls post-market hours tomorrow, so the markets will react on Monday, and then on Tuesday we will get the actual verdict. But there seems to be some caution which is building up ahead of the state election because the DIIs have abstained from buying for the last couple of days. In stocks to watch, NBFCs, because the RBI has said they maintain that they're the lender of last resort to the NBFCs if needed, but they don't see the need arising as of now. PFC, REC for one, reported numbers. It's the other income which is boosting their financials or the profits. But also there is a cabinet meet today where they will consider the proposal for PFC to acquire stake in REC, which could boost the government coffers by 15,000 crore rupees. Adani Green has won 840 megawatts out of the 1,200 megawatts which was put on sale at the first wind solar hybrid auction. Power Grid has won a letter of intent for transmission system for evacuation of power at Jawaharpur Thermal Power Project. Tata Communication Euros Group has joined forces with the company to accelerate IoT and smart city projects. And Sagar Cement has approved an investment of 150 crores in Sadhguru Cement. And Mindtree, where reports indicate that the Cafe Coffee Day Group, led by VG Siddhartha and a few of the investors, may look at exiting the company, and KKR could be eyeing their stake.